You know, everyone is so concerned about the coronavirus that's going around. It's all on our minds. We're so concerned about it. And we're so concerned about these days of how to avoid it. What will happen if I get it? There's just a deep concern about that. And personally, I've never seen the people of this nation with this level of concern and actual fear. It's very unusual to see this. And it is good to use caution. It is good to use good judgment about our physical health. That is very important. But I have a question. Why don't the people of this nation be as concerned about their spiritual health? That is the real issue with this nation. This virus will come and go one day. Term I use oftentimes, this too will pass. But what about the spiritual health of this nation? That is really the more deeper concern that we should have. And I want us to think about the energy and the sacrifice that everyone is going through to protect their health at this time. I mean, there's a lot going on and there's going to be more suffering about loss of jobs and everything coming together of not being able to associate and have the normal functions. That's a lot of energy and sacrifice that people going on to protect their health. Wouldn't it be wonderful if everyone did that to protect their spiritual soul against Satan? Could we extend as much concern and energy for our spiritual health in fighting Satan as we do our physical health? Several years ago, I wrote a poem that kind of addresses this matter, and I'd like to share it with you now. It's a little bit dire to start with. It's what we're going through now. But there is a solution of the spiritual health that we're talking about. This poem I wrote is entitled, "The Land of the Walking Dead." Welcome to the world of the pre-dead. It's a dark and scary place. People are walking around like zombies with blank stares across their face. They have contracted a sin virus. It jumps from man to man. Everyone has been infected across this unholy land. It's a spiritual gangrene, and it eats away your soul. It's hard to even look at once that virus takes its toll. There's a spiritual creature called Satan, and he can morph inside your head. He wants to take full control until you become the walking dead. Oh, it's a vicious fight. It goes on day by day. Sometimes you can get him out, but then he comes back in to stay. The invasion of this body snatcher is so very stealthy. He makes people think they're fine and that everybody is healthy. This evil creature, so powerful as he rules this depraved land, against him, only a few of the healed have courage to take a stand. Look, there are some of those people walking around in a glow of light. They are pure and holy, wearing beautiful robes of white. People crying out, "How did you get so well and how did you get so pure?" Go to the great physician, Jesus. He is the only cure. there is a serum from His own blood. And it takes away the sin. It gives you back your life because it heals from within. The great physician gives it free. But it must be understood, the prescription must be followed, or it absolutely does no good. Jesus, the doctor of our soul, has healed us and let our spirit soar. For even in this land of the pre-dead, He gives us life forevermore. You know, as a vaccination or serum can destroy a virus or a disease, so the blood of Jesus can take away the sin that destroys our soul. You know, we sing a song about the great physician Jesus. In Luke 5, verse 27, there's an indication of this, where this song comes from. In Luke 5, verse starting in 27, I'll go back and get a little bit of the context here. Luke 5, 20 says, and this is Jesus, and after He went out and noticed a tax gatherer named Levi sitting in his tax office, and He said to him, "Follow me." And he left everything behind and rose up and began to follow Him. And Levi gave a big reception for him in his house, and there was a great crowd of tax gatherers, and the people were reclining at table with them. And the Pharisees and the scribes began grumbling at His disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with the tax gatherers and the sinners?" And Jesus answered them and said to them, "It is not for those who are well who need a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." See how He is making the analogy here of the sinners that are the ones that sick, that need the physician. He is the one that has come to call the sick sinners to repentance. Have you ever thought about this? Sin is a sickness. If you think about it that way, that should really make it real to us. It's a sickness that we can cure. And Jesus has that remedy. But the instructions must be followed for that remedy to heal. And we understand this when we go to a doctor. We have some kind of malady or something. He writes out a prescription. He says, "Follow this, just what it says on the bottle. How many times to take it and how long to take it." And we gladly do that because we want to be healed. We follow the doctor's prescription. It's the same way with the great physician Jesus. He says to follow His prescription to take away sin. And the prescription goes as follows. First, hear the gospel. Believe it. Repent of your sins. Confess Jesus as the Son of God. Be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. And then live faithfully, and you will be healed of that sin sickness. As we go out tonight, be concerned about the coronavirus, but be more concerned about our spiritual health. If you're concerned about your spiritual health and want to be healed, whether it's repentance or being baptized, Please come as we stand and sing.